Early Breakfast with Africa Milani on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Parliamentarians will be asked to potentially ban the licensing of handguns for use in self-defense under the newly revived legislative proposals that will be making its way through Parliament in the draft Firearms Control Amendment Bill. Paul Oxley is the chairperson of the Gun Owners of South Africa. Paul, I imagine you will be opposed to such an amendment being realized in Parliament, won't you? Good morning.
Africa, good morning to you. Good morning to your listeners. This has got to be sort of the cherry on the top of a cynical and uncaring government. A day after the Minister of Police announces that he's cutting the policing budget for you and I by 3 billion rand and increasing the VIP protection budget for them by 1.7 billion rand, they want to sweep self-defense firearms under the rug. This has got to be the peak of absolute idiocy. In a country like South Africa, with one of the highest and most homicidal countries in the world, they want to take away the people's right to defend themselves. Constitutionally, we have a right to life. The right to life implies, implicit in that right is the right to defend your life. If you take away the most effective means to do so, what are we to do? All gun owners in the country, all citizens in the country actually need to stand up now. They need to stop standing in the hallway and stop locking the door.
What, I suppose, I don't know if you have engaged, I suppose, because you're a lobby group, right? I imagine will be people, parliamentarians, lawmakers, who would have engaged with. What is their thinking? What is the motivation for even coming up with such a proposal?
Africa, we're not exactly sure. It seems absolutely nonsensical. We think that what they're trying to do, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to throw, this bill is so much more than just banning self-defense firearms. They're banning collectors. They're banning, they're going to restrict sport shooting. They're going to restrict imports and exports, for heaven's sakes, like South Africa actually exports firearms. They seem to have chucked everything into one big bucket, and maybe they're hoping that something will stick. I think they've reached a point of desperation now where they really have no other answers. They can't explain why crime continues to run away, whilst firearm owners are part of the solution to crime. They say that firearms are stolen from civilians. The problem is firearms are stolen from police at 10 times the rate at which they're stolen from civilians to be used in crimes.
I'm conflicted, Paul. I absolutely recognize and want to realize your right, for example, to own a gun, right? I'm not opposed to that at all. I do think that the stringent conditions under which you can acquire a gun in South Africa need to maintain and, in fact, just implement it so much more effectively, right? So I want you to have a safe. I want you to go through a competency test and so forth before you get that gun. I appreciate that there is a need to reduce the amount of firearms in circulation in this country. But I absolutely have to agree with you that the problem seems to be the illegal firearms that are then being used to go and commit crimes, not with the legal firearms that on the main are stored safely in a safe and obviously are used for, amongst others, recreation as well as self-defense purposes.
Correct, Africa, and also for commercial purposes. The commercial wildlife industry in South Africa is huge. It's a major contributor towards specifically rural economies. This will be gutted by this if this act is to become reality.
All right. What is Gun Owners of South Africa going to do then?
Well, we've been engaging the entire time. In fact, before this bill came out, we suspected that something like this was in the wings. So we started engaging with the Portfolio Committee of Police the week before that, as a matter of fact. And we already had our documents with the Portfolio Committee. We've been going on a very heavy media blitz in the last couple of weeks, and we'll be putting boots on the street. This is something that you must understand that more than 60% of South African gun owners are black African. They're not white people. They're black African. A lot of black Africans can't afford armed security. They don't have VIP protection. How are they to defend themselves? The only way is to actually put boots on the feet.
What does that mean, Paul? Boots on the feet to do what?
We're going to be holding demonstrations in the major centres. We have already recruited a huge amount of support behind us from all sorts of seemingly unlikely sources. Other political parties, parties of different political persuasions, people that wouldn't normally be talking to each other at all, are all incensed about this. Associations and not firearm owner associations, not hunting associations. This is going to be incredibly interesting. It's a time to put our democracy to test.
All right. Paul Oxley, thank you very much for your time this morning. Chairperson of the Gun Owners of South Africa.